Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
It don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. An optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord, children of the Most High God, welcome to another Blog Talk Radio program at Kingdom of God Ministries. We have a wonderful subject on tonight, closing open doors for demons. We're closing open doors for demons tonight. But before we go any further, we're going to open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every and all hindering spirits in the name of Jesus. We cast them out right now in Jesus' name. There will be no hindrances to this program in Jesus' name. Father God, we also ask that you touch and bless everyone that is listening on tonight, that they would receive revelation from the Word of God, and that something that will be said that will bless them in the name of Jesus. We come against all spirits of depression, every spirit of oppression. We come against sickness and disease. We bind them up and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. We come against spirits of confusion. We bind that spirit up and all of its root. We bind it up and we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace and prosperity in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up the audience that you would supply their every need, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Now we have a listener on the line, Sister Montgomery. You're open. You can go.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for our listening audience. We just, you know, God has really been blessing us with the Blog Talk Radios, and I just ask you to just share. Let people know that we're here every Friday at 8 o'clock teaching the Word of God. I mean, if you sometimes you may want to find something in, opposed to looking at TV, well, you got the Word of God going forth, and we teach the unadulterated Word of God. This is what we do, saints. This is what we do. We come here to you live, and we don't charge, but we are servants of the Most High God. But on that note, if God should touch your heart to be a blessing to the ministry, you could go directly to our website. It's KOGM.net, and there is a donate button on the link there, and you could just donate as the Lord gives you to donate. I wanted to announce that we are having services now at the community center. God bless us with a place where we can meet and where people can come. So tell someone the address is 9050 Bells, B-E-L-L-S, Bells Ferry Road. That's the Bridge Mill Community Center, and that's in Canton, Georgia, 30114. So if you know someone that are in need or looking for a home church or where they can fellowship, we don't have like your traditional church, but we meet together, we worship, we pray, and we just seek the Lord, and God moves in a mighty way. We've had some phenomenal testimonies of healings. We had deliverances. We could be here all night sharing of the things that God is doing at Kingdom of God Ministries. So like the pastor was saying, Pastor Bobby, if you're bound up, you're depressed, oppressed, demon-possessed, you need to be there. And our services is every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., so you can join us. We don't have a cutoff time because we just go as the Lord lead us. Now, if you should come at 11 o'clock and you need to leave at 12, fine, but we'll be there. So don't never think that, well, I can only come from 11 to 2 because we don't set a time limit on God. And with that being said, at this time, we're going to start into our program, and it's called Opening, well, Closing Doors, Demonic Doors. And I want to share this. I was in a dream, or I don't know if I was in a sleep, but I think I was half asleep. But today I was praying about the program, about, you know, closing doors, demonic doors that people open. Sometimes they open them unintentionally, but sometimes they are very aware of what they're doing. And so I was praying, and as I was praying, I could hear this spirit walk through my house, and he jumped on the bed, he pinned me down, and he's holding me down. But as he's holding me down, he was kind of snickering. But in my spirit, man, I was pleading the blood of Jesus. I was speaking the blood of Jesus. I was using the name of Jesus, commanding this demon to loose me. And this is how a lot of people are bound up in the spirit, man. He held them so bound up, but see, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them to help them to break free of these demonic oppressions and depressions and possessions. So this particular spirit held me down, and as I'm saying, the blood of Jesus prevail against you. Stay loose here. You are subject to the name of Jesus. All authority of Jesus Christ prevails against you. And so I'm speaking this in my spirit, man. And so I'm kicking and I'm trying to break loose, and this is how people are. They're trying to break free of these demonic strongholds, but they just don't know how to do it. So I'm wrestling in my spirit, man, and I'm wrestling, and I could kick my feet, but he had me down. You know, he thought he was getting the best of me, but then I sat up, and literally when I sat up, I said, "God, send your angel," and immediately he left. And this is what I want to say to people today. If you're bound up and you don't know how to break free, yeah, I was looking at a program today where the people were bound up with drug addiction, and They're doing all these one-step, two-step programs, and they're trying to get this person free, but this person didn't want to be free. So you have to want to be set free, and then the Spirit of God will come, and he will set you free. So I just wanted to share that testimony. Be sure, if you're bound up tonight, this is what we're here for. We will pray with you. We will see you through until you get some victory in your life. Amen? So with that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Pastor Bobby. He can go as the Lord lead him, and then I will come back and share with you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. And what we're talking about tonight is closed and open doors for devils and demons. Now, when you're talking about closed and open doors for demons, what happens, brothers and sisters in Christ, is that we open the door. Many times we open the door. Now, sometimes we do this intentionally. People of the world, they might do this intentionally, but many times in the lives or in the area of believers, it's done unintentionally. But nevertheless, whenever a door is open, a foul spirit will come in. They yeah. will come in. Now, they may not possess you, but they can oppress you. They can depress you, and they can affect your physique. They can affect your body. They can affect your mind.
Yeah.
They can deal with your surroundings. They can bring evil upon you when you open door. Now you say, well, what is an open door? Well, an open door is something that you do, something that you say, something that you possess. Okay, that foul spirits are connected to. Okay, to give you an example, say you go somewhere and you buy a particular charm. Now, you don't know what this charm is. It looks pretty. But what this charm might be is an amulet or a particular charm that someone uses to contact a foul spirit or contact a demon. Now, when you get this charm, even though you're ignorant of it, it's still doing the same thing. It's still calling that spirit, whether you know the charm is doing this or not. Okay, now there are many charms. I'll give you a good example. Say you buy a cross. Say you buy a cross and it has a strange emblem on top of it. Okay, it might be a cross, but say it might have a little circle on the top of it, or something like that, or a circle on the bottom of it, or it might have a snake on it, or something like that. It's a cross. Now you have bought something, and you have brought something into your home that has a foul spirit or demonic connection to it. Now you say, oh, it doesn't mean that. I don't believe in that. But it really doesn't matter what you believe, because this particular emblem or this particular amulet or this particular thing is still calling that spirit, or that spirit is connected to that. So whatever that spirit is now attached to you. It could be a spirit of sickness, of infirmity, of disease. It could be something dealing with your mind. It could be some kind of thing that will cause cancer. It can open doors for poverty in your life. It can open doors for things to come in and steal from you just because of that amulet or that thing. See, that door has been opened. But what we're talking about is closing open doors. Now, I want to read some scriptures to you, and these particular scriptures is going to cover all of that. But there are things that we have to do. And one thing I want to say to you, whenever you're dealing with anything in the spirit realm, it must be dealt with in, by, and through the Spirit of God. God in Christ, the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to deal with anything of a demonic, foul nature. So you can forget trying to break a spell with a spell. You can forget various incantations without Jesus. You can forget that. It's not going to work. You cannot dispel witchcraft with witchcraft. Only thing you're doing is you're just fighting a hellish war. And what happens with that, whoever is the stronger witch is going to win. Okay, so you can't do it like that. The only way you will prevail in the realm of the spirit as far as fighting against demons is through Jesus Christ. It's through
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to read and to bear what I'm saying, to bring out the truth of what I'm saying, I want to read something to you. I'm coming out of Acts 16 and 16. And it says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days." Now, I want to stop right there for a moment, because I want to say something to you. Now, you have people that they call themselves psychics. They want to predict the future. Okay. They want to say different things. Now, one thing I want to say to you in opening these doors, psychics can tell the truth. But the truth that they tell is misleading. Notice something here. This particular damsel, she said the truth. She said, "The same follow Paul and us and Christ, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." Now, she said the truth. They were servants of the Most High God, and they were showing people the way of salvation. But this woman, she didn't want to be saved. This woman, she got that via the devil. Satan told her that. And the reason she was saying that was to get Paul and everybody with him destroyed. She was blasting out what they were doing in that area. Yeah, they were coming to tell the truth and to get people saved, but in that area was entrenched with witchcraft and sorcery. And so the devil wanted to take them out right away. So he came out and he started telling and blasting out what the men of God was going to do.
Yeah.
But what? Go ahead.
Can I bring it out? Spirit of divination, like
mm-hmm.
you said, is foretelling. What it was saying, the spirit offers the person supernatural secrets to the future that others do not have access to.
That's right.
If the person begins to seek this sort of power, they are letting the demons know that they are welcome. See, these are open doors. This is why I cringe every time somebody tells me that their child is into reading Harry Potter books, or that child is letting the occult spirits, demons, know that they are interested in what the occult has to offer. And this gives them the right to move right into that child. I have seen things happen to children who have been involved in Harry Potter, yet so many parents are ignorant and convinced that it is a harmless story book. And you remember earlier this week when we was looking, Pastor Bobby, about the young boy that was in that, he was one of those child killers, but he started off, he was watching some movie, was it Warlock or something?
Yeah.
And he opened that door. Well, from there, he went on to murder people because he allowed that spirit to come into him. And these are how you open doors. So, parents, I ask you, check out what your children are looking at and what they're reading, because these are entry points that demons can come in. Amen.
Amen. That's so true. We have to be very careful. Remember what I said earlier in reference to the amulets, in reference to the different charms and stuff. See, we have to be careful with that because some things in these stores and some things that you look at, I mean, they have spiritual connections. I mean, they have spiritual connections that is not good, and it doesn't matter if you're ignorant of it. If you buy the thing, you're going to pull that particular spirit that is associated with that thing into your house, into your family, and things will begin to manifest negatively. Remember
but
what
you know
I said?
What, too,
negatively.
A lot of people will say, well, I'm a Christian, and so I'm covered with the blood, so I can bring this in my house. So because I'm covered, so I can go out and I can look at horror movies, demonic movies, and things like that because I'm covered in the blood. What would you say about that?
Well, see, the thing about that, when you, it's like an umbrella in the rain, okay? When you go out in the rain, you have an umbrella. This umbrella is for the purpose of keeping you from getting wet. Now, if something happens to that umbrella, the umbrella breaks or something, well, you're going to get wet. Well, it's basically the same way here. If you say, well, I'm under the blood and stuff, but you have chosen to step out from under the protection of that blood when you go into, knowingly into, Satan's territory. It's about the same way of any preacher or anybody, a believer, that he just ups and he goes into a strip club one night. Mm-hmm. Well, he is going to be affected. Spirits mm-hmm. will attack him.
What if he say he's doing the Lord's work now?
Well, if you are doing, no. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't mm-hmm. work that way. The Lord, he's not going to physically put you in a position that's going to tempt you and cause you to fall away from him. God doesn't work like that. God doesn't work that way. How God would do that, he would have people to come out of that particular lifestyle and come to you. That's how he does it. That's how he does it. He's not going to send you into anything like that, you by yourself like that. That's not how he operates. God does not work that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you, I mean, God delivered you from that, and you know, before you can mature
right
and become strong, he's not going
to
send you back in that like that. If you go back in that, you go in that on your own free will, but
mm-hmm.
God is not going to do that.
Amen.
But
amen.
Yes, that's not going to happen. But anyway, as I was saying, you can't do that because see the thing about that, I'll say it like this: everything in the realm of the spirit is by choice, mostly by choice. Now foul spirits and demons, they don't have the authority to just go willy nilly like that. I mean, when you are a believer, they do have to contend with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They can't just jump on you like that. They have to contend with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may allow some things for our strengthening and for our learning, but it's never for our demise. Everything that the enemy does is for our demise. The devil is a destroyer. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's it. That is it. That's all he's about. Now, he has the authority and power on this earth to give people things. He can do that. But remember, whatever he gives you is to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's all the devil and his foul spirits is about. That's it. That's it. Now, in reference to what was said, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about closing open doors. Now, I said something about the amulets and things like that. Now, if you have something in your home or you possess anything that you feel is connected with demons and devils, you need to get rid of it. Now, I'm going to read something in the scripture on a couple of ways to deal with this, to deal with closing open doors that you may have opened or the devil is presenting to you or try to get you to open the door. And he will do that also. He will try to get you to open the door. Okay. Now, it's a crime. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, I want to say something. Now, Paul was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave Paul the authority to do that. Now, there's something about that because Jesus did not just give that authority and power to just Paul and the apostles alone. Now, some people think, that all that stopped with Acts. But the scripture didn't say that. The scripture didn't say that. I'm going to read something to you in a minute. But you do need to operate through Christ Jesus. You have to be, you really, really have to be saved, and you have to be filled to effectively fight a winning warfare against the enemy. Because the devil and the enemy will only bow their knee to a greater power than them. In the flesh, you are not in the flesh or in your own mind a greater power than the enemy, a greater power than Satan, a greater power than devils, than demons, foul spirits. You're not. You're not. But if you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you are filled with the Spirit of the Most High God, the Holy Ghost, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, now you do have a greater power than the devil. You do have a greater power than foul spirits, sickness, and disease. But it's by and through Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. That's it. Now, and Jesus gave us that authority. But if you don't know your authority and you don't exercise your authority, then the enemy can kind of, he can do some things. But let me read something to you. Now, this is what Jesus said. And we all know it as the Great Commission, but this is what he said. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, you hear that? He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Jesus did not say these signs shall follow only the apostles. He did not say these signs shall follow only the bishops. He did not say these signs shall follow only the pastors or the evangelists. He didn't say that. He said these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, what are the signs? In my name, they shall cast out devils, close and open doors for demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Now, serpents is in reference to foul spirits, demonic entities, demons, evil. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing. Now, let me say this here. That doesn't mean that you just go out there and try to drink you some arsenic. It doesn't mean that. It does not mean that you go out there and you try to purposely take something that's going to kill you. No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is if you're in a particular situation, if you eat or drink something deadly, and you're on the mission field and you're working for the Lord and you're ignorant of this and you have blessed and prayed over your food, God will keep you. God will keep you, okay? So we're not into drinking poison, okay? That's not what he's talking about. All right. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, that's it from the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he has given us authority over these foul spirits, and he has given us the authority to close these open doors. And when the doors are closed, there's no devil in hell that can open them unless you open them. But when you close a door in the name of Jesus Christ, that door is closed.
And I wanted to bring out some other ways that people can open doors.
Mm-hmm. Please
and,
do.
This is in Philippians 2:5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out of this is talking about a person can welcome an evil spirit into their souls without even knowing it. This is not an uncommon thing
mm-hmm.
when a person actually welcomes unclean spirits without having to do anything on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Your thought life is quite capable. Listen to this. Your thought life,
mm-hmm.
what you think,
mm-hmm.
is capable of opening doors all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is the enemy working through unclean spirits approaches a person at a time of need in their life,
mm-hmm.
and the devil gets the person to agree with the demon bait. Remember what we were saying about that bait?
Mm-hmm.
This bait can be very appealing to the person, and it can even seem harmless and beneficial at the point of time. The enemy is known to disguise himself as an angel of light as to deceive people into giving him access into their lives. That's why I say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, coming out of Philippians 2:5. He can come, another entry point, we said, through your mind. Then there's another one. He can come through spirits of rebellion. The spirit seems to take the person's side or whisper to them, I will stand up for you. I will stand up for your rights. The spirit is looking for a person to say, yeah, I need that. That's how rebellion works, coming out of 1 Samuel 15:23. Spirit of rebellion is as witchcraft. We spoke about the spirit of divination. Another way he can come in is automatic writing.
Yes.
This type of spirit offers beautiful out-of-this-world writing to the person that they wouldn't otherwise be able to produce. However, never forget that demonic power is very expensive and lands the person in bondage. Remember that? It comes with the price. Yeah, you might have the power for a minute, but you're going to have to pay the piper. Again, when a person begins to seek this forbidden power or ability, they are making themselves available for the spirit to enter. Another way he can come in. I'm just going through some of these ways, so if you're doing any of them, we're going to renounce that tonight. Another way he can come in is New Age spirits, including yoga. This is some type of energy healing, along with better mental and physical health are offered to the person. And now you even have the doctors telling you to do yoga to help with your blood pressure and things of this nature, when in reality, it's only a bait to land them in bondage. Again, when a person partakes in yoga or seeks energy healing, they are opening themselves up to these spirits. What you do, you have to get into that altered state of consciousness, and you get your mind prepared so them demons can enter into your mind. And then they have these spirit guides attached to them. So you're really talking to demons, but they got themselves dressed up like they're your spirit guide. Another way is spirits behind karate, including spirits of mind control. The person is offered an out-of-this-world means of defending themselves that the average person does not have. So they're seeking, like, this own power, this energy, and this karate to help them to defend themselves. And I tell people, be very careful. If you're a Christian and you got your children into that, you may want to check it out, because sometimes they have them doing meditations and things of this nature. What they are doing is welcoming spirits of mind control and such to come in and make themselves at home. So I know if you're a Christian, well, what can we do? I mean, you saying spirits is attached to karate, that's innocent. Well, before I would put my child in anything, I would check it out and I would see what that person is teaching. Is he teaching them mind control? Do they have to set aside a certain time of day to get in that altered state of consciousness so they can concentrate, so they can break these blocks and things like that? You better check it out. Satan is very cunningly, and he is out to destroy our children, mainly. He's trying to get the mind of our children. Saints, wake up. And then another way he comes in is spirit of lust and perversion. Well, we see that all through the television. I mean, I'm looking at TV today, a woman standing there with her breast exposed, and she got this four-year-old boy talking about he was getting breast milk. What is this about? There's no shame anymore. Talking about a connection, a bond. Well, my God, I had three sons, and we have good bonds. But I will not expose myself on national TV talking about I'm breastfeeding. You see how the devil is so cunning, and he can put things through television. He can put things through music. It's just a deception. So he comes through lust. And if a person is already struggling with this spirit, it won't take too much for that person to just go on and open that door. I'm reading a book now about a young lady who was caught up in prostitution. And the door she opened was that money. It was greed because she could make a lot of money. So once she made that first $1,500, honey, she was hooked. That's what the bait does. He'll lure you. He gives you something enticing to your eyes. You take the bait. You're hooked. You open that door. The devil comes in. Another way is through spirits of addiction, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction. We have all these different addictions, and then you wake up and you say, why I can't shake this thing? Why I can't stop drinking? Why I can't stop fornicating? Why I can't stop smoking dope? Because you have opened that demonic realm, and that spirit has come in. The only way you're going to get that set free, yeah, you could go to 12-step program, but if you don't have Jesus Christ, 9 times out of 10, you might revert back to it. Now, I'm not saying that none of them is successful. But I know one person who is 100% successful, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Another way, we spoke on witchcraft and warlock spirits. When you playing around in the occult, or if you're not playing around and you know what you're doing, you're opening doors to demon spirits. Spirits of bondage. Then there are spirits of self-pity. When you're always, oh, boy, it's me. I could never do anything right. And you got a lot of young people, I see they're, the suicide rate is so high because this self-spirit demon enters into them. They could have went through some type of traumatic experience in their life where they don't get proper counseling. So they get into this self-pity mode, and they open themselves up to this spirit, and he comes in, and the next thing you know, they're cutting themselves, and they commit suicide. So these are just some of the ways I just wanted to bring out how we unknowingly open spirits. Sometimes we know how we open spirits to demons. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank the Lord for that. And that's now what was said is something that is happening daily. It happens every day. And not just every day, but every hour of the day. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about closing these open doors.
Yeah.
And as Sister Montgomery said, the only thing that's going to do that, really, truthfully, and lastingly, is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. Why? Because Jesus is the only human being, man, that truly conquered the enemy. He truly conquered the enemy. He made him an open shame.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus Christ made the devil an open shame. He defeated him in every way. When he walked on the earth, he was walking on earth destroying the works of the enemy. That's why he could cast demons out. That's why he was healing the sick. That's why he was raising the dead. All that he was doing was what the enemy had done. But Jesus broke all of that. He destroyed all that. He literally vanquished the devil. The enemy, the devil, demons, in reference to God and Christ, the Holy Ghost, they are powerless.
Amen.
They are powerless. They can't do anything with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, they'll lie to us They'll try to lie to us and make us believe that there's no power in the Lord. But he's lying, and that's all he does. But I'm a living witness that Jesus Christ is all-powerful. The Lord is all-powerful. God is all-powerful. The Holy Ghost is all-powerful. It's not by power nor by might, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the enemy knows that, but he doesn't want you to know that. Because when you know that, you'll start closing those doors. You'll start using your authority, and you'll start coming against the enemy, and you'll kick him out of your house, and you'll kick him out of your life.
And I wanted
because,
to bring
yeah.
up. You, oh, about closing doors, because sometimes people say, okay, I'm dealing with this stuff, but how do we close them? Here's an example of how to close them. Closing doors to demon oppression and possession. Number one, you got to examine your life for any of the doors that may be open. So don't get in that self-righteous spirit and say, well, I ain't open any doors. If you know you're dealing with some of the things we called out, that's the first thing you need to do, examine yourself. Then we need to repent of opening those doors and confess the sin, the door opening of by your authority. Whatever door you open, you confess, Lord, I repent for opening this door of witchcraft or lust or homosexual or fornication, any of that. Then you take the action of repentance and purify yourself, ask the Lord to come and cleanse you of that. Then you ask the Lord to forgive you if you have offended or you have any resentment toward anybody. You see? So these are some steps you have to take. First, you got to ask God to repent of it. Then you ask for forgiveness. You see? You got to ask Christ to take complete control over your life with his supreme will, not your own will. Dedicate your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength to be used for his glory, for the fulfillment of his purpose. You see? So you got to ask God to come in your heart. And once he sets you free from these things, ask him to keep you from it through his Holy Spirit. So you won't pick back that unclean thing again. And this is how you get set free from demonic oppression or possession.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're talking about closing open doors for demons. Now, I want to read to you out of Acts 19 and 11. This is in reference to this, and it's going to bring out a little more on how you close these doors that you've opened knowingly or unknowingly. Saying God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, this is Acts 19:11, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. You hear that? The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified because the sons of Sceva tried to come against the devil without having any kind of relationship with Jesus Christ. They were trying to use the name of Jesus without having a relationship with Jesus. They were not saved. They did not have the Spirit of God in them, and the devil knew that. And what did that evil spirit do? He said, look, man, what in so many words, I'm just, you know, making it plain, the devil told him, say, man, who are you? What are you doing? What are you trying to do? I don't know you. Now, I know Jesus. I know Paul, but who are you? You cannot tell me what to do. And the devil beat the stuffings out these guys and sent them out naked. But when the people saw this, it brought attention to who? It magnified Jesus Christ because they knew these fellows and they knew what was going on. But when this happened to these guys, these young men who tried to cast out a devil using the name of Jesus but not having Jesus in their heart, this magnified Jesus. And when they saw that, what did they do? And it says, and many that believed came and confessed and, okay, showed their deeds, closing open doors, they showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together, and not only their books, they brought everything that was connected to the demonic entities that they worshiped. They bought their witchcraft stuff. They bought their spells. They bought their incantations. They bought their amulets. They bought their little idols. They brought all of that. They brought that, and what did they do with it? They brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. When you're closing these doors, you have to get rid of any and everything that is connected to that spirit. So if you got a Ouija board in the house, burn it up. Get rid of it. Get it out. Stop playing with it. Shouldn't even look at it. But if you got it in your house, get it out of your house. Strike a match to it. Get rid of it.
Well, some people may not have Ouija boards, but they may have some with the pornography. They may have sex tapes, or they may, at night, late at night, they may be changing channels, going to the Playboy channel. You may need to call your cable channel and have that channel taken off. If you're being tempted to that thing,
that's
call
right.
your cable provider, say, look, take Playboy off my TV. Or take this particular channel off my TV. They
get rid of
that.
It. That's
because
right.
you don't want to open, keep feeding that thing. See, demons, they like that bacteria. They just grow and grow and grow. If it's untreated, they just keep growing it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just come one. They bring friends. They bring buddies. So you may start off watching pornography. So you know it, you might go looking for some kind of strip joint. And so you know it, then you're going to go drive in the street looking for a prostitute.
Yeah.
So this is how it started out. So no sin is a small sin because sin grows and grows and grows. And that's how demons does. They
that's
bring
right.
friends. And demons, one demon is connected to another demon and another demon. So that's why when we're doing deliverance, a lot of times it's not just one demon there.
That's right.
It's more than one spirit there because they don't involve certain friends. And and that's why we have to go to the root of the thing, and we have to bind up that strong man.
Yeah.
And then we cast the rest of them out.
That's right. In the name of Jesus
amen.
Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
We have a call-in number here. It's 323-375-0849. That's 323-375-0849. We have 10 minutes left. If someone has a question, has a thought, or needs prayer, you can call in at 1-323-375-0849. If you have an opinion or a thought about closing open doors for these foul spirits, you can call in also. All right. Now, we're back to our subject, closing open doors for devils. And we have to be, as Sister Montgomery said, you have to be careful on what you watch, what you hear, and what you say, because you can open doors in many different ways. Cursing, foul language is an open door. You're drawing spirits to you with those with that, because it comes from the devil. I never heard Jesus or God or people holy people using that foul cursing language. That I don't see curse words all in the Bible.
Well, they'll tell you Peter cursed. Well, Peter cursed.
yeah, and he repented, and then he never cursed again.
Yeah.
See, that's
what
we're talking about. We're talking about Peter before conversion, but Peter after conversion, he wasn't the same. And that's what happens to us. And that's what happens when you close those doors. When you close those doors and Jesus comes into the picture, then you're not the same anymore. You have authority and power over those spirits that you close that door on. That's why they don't want you to close the door. That's why they want to leave the door open.
And we didn't cover a lot of it because, you know, a lot of times people, we cover some of the main things, but something something like jealousy, prolonged or persistent jealousy. Sometimes people could be wife abusers or husband abusers or children abusers, beating their children, beating their wife. These are doors. These are things that you need. This is deep. This demonization.
That's right.
You know, meditation on anything other than God's words.
That's right.
Consulting with the dead, going to mediums, trying to pull up your dead grandmother or something like that. These are ways you can open doors, and we didn't cover a lot of them because we only have 60 minutes tonight. But I'm just saying, a lot of times people are so bound up, and they can't even sleep at night because they have tormenting spirits that they need to get set free from.
That's right.
And I, if you know of anybody that is going through some torment, or even their behavior is erratic, and you know all of a sudden they were, and I've noticed a lot of times in young people, teenagers or young people in general are people. They may be acting a certain way, and you know that behavior is unnatural. Usually they need to be delivered. Usually they're being oppressed or a demon is trying to come in or he's already there. So I would suggest if you sense that there is some kind of erratic behavior going on, call and get help. Before that thing get out of control, please call and get help. Amen.
Amen. And one thing that we have to say is it will get out of control when you're dealing with the fire spirit. This is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, because it is, because a little leaven is a whole lump. In other words, what I'm saying is, when you're dealing in these situations, it gets worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, especially if there's a foul demonic entity involved. Because remember, they only want to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they're about. They want to destroy families. They want to destroy men. They want to destroy women. They want to destroy children. They want to destroy everything human.
They're destroyers. Yeah.
They're destroyers. Yeah. That's all they are. And the only thing they truly respect and bow their knee to is the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
But
so true.
You can't be like the sons of Sceva. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. Now, you notice all these people in Acts 19 in the 11th verse down through there, they say they confessed and they showed their deeds and they repented and they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they repented and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then they denounced all these foul spirits. They confessed what they did. They put it out in the open, and then they destroyed everything that had anything to do with the devil or anything to do with that idolatry or anything to do with that false spirit or anything that to do with that was separating and keeping them from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They got rid of it. And that's how you close open doors. You cannot close any door by leaving it cracked.
Yeah, because he'll just push his way on in.
So if you're struggling with some kind of witchcraft or some kind of cult activity, struggling with pornography, and pornography really is just another word for fornication. That's all it is. So if you're struggling with those things, if you're struggling with alcohol, a drug addiction, all that kind of stuff like that, and you want to close the door, well, when the Lord delivers you and sets you free from that, don't go back to it. Don't say, well, I can look at a little of this, or I can mess with a little of this. No, you can't deal with any of it. You close the door, and the Lord will help you to keep it closed.
Yeah,
remember.
Yeah. But you have to cry out to him.
You got to cry out to the Lord,
because
you can't handle it on yourself. One thing, I would say this, when it comes to warfare, you cannot defeat an opponent that's got greater weapons than you, that's got greater armament than you, that's got bigger guns and stronger bombs. You can't beat that person if you don't have anything that's greater than what he has. But when you have the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life, you have the Word of God, you have the Holy Spirit residing in you, you know who you are in the Lord, you're exercising the authority of Jesus Christ, you're not fearful of the enemy, you're not going to allow the enemy to bum rush you and overtake you, you're going to stand in the Word of God, then you have the greater authority. You have the greater power. And the enemy has to obey you because he sees the Christ that's in you. So he's obeying Jesus Christ. Amen. We only have about 3 minutes left, so that means that our program tonight is coming to a close. But we thank the Lord for all you who are listening out there. We pray that you receive something that was uplifting to you. We pray that you receive revelation by the Word of God. I'm going to close out with prayer. Yes, what was it? Yes. Yes.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have anything to say. No.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you touch, bless everyone that listened on tonight. And anyone out there who has an open door, Father God, reveal that to them, that they will close that door in the name of Jesus Christ, so that the enemy will not have free reign in their life. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord, that you set free anyone that's oppressed, depressed by any foul spirit, all sickness and disease. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you heal them right now in Jesus' name. All foul spirits and devils, we come against you, we bind you up, and we cast you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Loose God's people right now in Jesus' name. We close any door that has been opened knowingly or unknowingly. We close them right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, Father God, we ask that the listening audience, if they have open doors, that they would confess that thing, that they would repent to God, that they would turn away from it, that they would destroy everything that caused that door to open, destroy it and get rid of it, and close the door in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
We speak healing of body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. We ask everyone to be blessed and be with us again on our next program on Blog Talk Radio, Kingdom of God Ministry. Y'all be blessed, all right?
If you're in the area, be sure to join us on Bells Ferry Road this Sunday, next Sunday. This Sunday is Mother's Day, and I want to shout out to all the mothers in the listening audience. I hope you have a blessed and happy Mother's Day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Amen.